Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, November 11th, 2005. For the last couple of weeks, I have been on a getting organized kick. And the issue, it's made me think about the entire issue of getting organized and its value in life and whether, in fact, it is a good thing to do. For a long time, my thinking about getting organized was very strongly influenced by two quotes from W.H. Auden,
to do a little bit of non-diegetic sound recording again, a little voiceover for the independent movie that I was in recently. So this worked well last time, so I'm going to include it here. This will be the version that I give
just as I did last time,
and the director.
A little pause
to use as he sees fit, if he chooses to, as a voiceover. It's already been read once in a live scene by the other actor in the movie, and that actor didn't read it very well, but that's what my character thought as well. Anyway, I thought it'd be interesting. I actually wrote it myself on the day
before sayings that appear in no dictionary.
My understanding is that
almost decipher.
Hermes and the disciples.
They speak. They communicate.
Apollo,
but it is not of themselves that they speak.
Nor themselves that they
communicate.
Apollo's children.
As I said, they are words that reveal
boring jobs,
directly,
but have to think
but
their work
rather allow
important.
Meaning to be revealed.
And of Hermes, he says, the sons of Hermes love to play, but only do their best when they are told they oughtn't. So it's clearly I've been profoundly influenced, from these quotes you can tell that I'm sort of in the anti-getting organized camp.
Discussion that the world of poetry,
the world of imagination,
replace the critic with a creative work, a pure software engine, or whether you strive to eliminate the artist from the equation and make the critic supreme, I hope you'll find this template useful.
And then to go on and say,
whether or not we agree with name dropped in a familiar manner,
this definition, if we had to be content with it, would be absolutely fruitless, would lead to absolutely nothing. Okay, these are strong words. So let's see how he backs them up. For a definition,
and so for many years, struggling to tell us
how creative
measure.
I've always regarded getting organized as the enemy, and part of the problem came from my own inability to force myself to write, and so that the creative work came from not forcing, from not pushing, from not structuring, and from in fact rebelling against order and structure.
Recently,
and so for many years,
browsing through films,
getting organized seemed to be the
wonderful concept.
The thing that is not part of the story, or actually.
Thing that people
literally, it means not part of the story, but actually, in practice, it means not part of the scene, coming outside the scene, commentary, voiceover, mood music that doesn't emanate from within the action that is taking
other place.
And thinking about
symbols,
the symptom or that certain members of the medical or helping professions might regard his statement here, people I have to mix with on a daily basis take on the significance of symbols which are isolated or connected, which come together to form a poet of pathetic
favorite subject matter, and his career over the years, limited edition books, overwhelmed you,
reveal a similar impulse to revisit familiar themes.
And still,
artists' constant embrace of
adjective, noun, and
multiple
noun
projects is the real key
I'm involved
to
in more than one
revival.
I would find it is very, very difficult to balance between them. When you're only doing one big thing, like you're planning a big event, and it's the only thing going on in your life, all the parts of it sort of can be kept in one's head. You can hold the whole process in your head, and your daydreams become your reminders. But when you're doing more than one thing, that doesn't really work. So, to an extent, I've been fascinated by and needed to deal with this world of getting organized.